And we're live. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and the web. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. We'll appear on screen when the countdown clock is finished. We're just making sure that the connection goes. Today, we're live in the Ask Angelica group on Angelica's German Tuition and Translation and on my profile. If you catch the show on any of those, please do say hello. And join us as we go through this week's sentences. And getting closer.
It almost looks as if it's going slow, but I know it isn't.
And we've been joined by Roland. Hello, Roland.
Hello, Roland.
Yeah, we've been joined by people, so perhaps it's time now to remove that and say hello and just a minute. That didn't work. Will that work? I don't know. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, so welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica, German Language Tuition, Idioms and Tongue Twisters, SCH. Season 4, episode 20. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're about to do?
Okay. Well, we've been working our way through the alphabet with German idioms and tongue twisters. And we started at A, obviously, and got as far as S. And people probably think, now, shouldn't we have T as the next one? But last time when I prepared for S, I found two really nice tongue twisters. And one of them, you do remember, Stephen? 17 Schnitzer, die auf 17 Schnitzsitzen sitzen und mit ihren spitzen Schnitzern ritzen in ihr Schnitzholz schlitzen, wobei sie schwitzen, sind 17 schwitzende Schnitzende auf dem Schnitzsitz sitzende spitze Schnitzer benutzende Schnitzholz ritzen Schlitzer. And I thought after that one, I don't think it wouldn't have been fair to let you have another one. But actually, there are still quite a few nice tongue twister idioms, and also another tongue twister. And all those have actually got an SCH in there rather than just an S. So I thought we did do an extra one with S.
Right. And we agreed to actually say SCH, because I go skirt and you go
shh.
Now you know what we're doing, and we're going to hide that card and come back to here. We'll get one more change and we'll be where we want to be. Okay, and we're back and we're ready. So as Angelica said, she's put together sentences in German. I'm going to read them out. You can read them with me, and then we'll get a literal translation and then our English equivalent. So let's play along and go for the first phrase today. Now, I'm going to say it, and if I get it wrong, Angelica is going to let us know. So all's good.
Oh, dear. I need to stop there. I've made a spelling mistake. I hate spelling mistakes, and even more when it's myself. It's not a K in the second word, it's a B.
A B?
Yeah.
You want me to change that?
If you can change it, that would be brilliant. That's better. And now you can pronounce it properly as well.
Okay. Eine Schwalbe macht noch keinen Sommer.
Yeah, that's it. Eine Schwalbe macht noch keinen Sommer.
Right. Okay. And over to say hello to Corinda. And Corinda has joined us. Hello, Corinda.
Hello, Corinda.
Nice to see you. And Roland again. Roland is translating for us this week. It made all the difference. It did.
Well, Roland, it's a proper word now. The other one didn't exist.
The B and the K. Okay. Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to say, I'm going to guess this. Guessing sometimes works. A swallow does not make a summer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, so literal translation.
That is quite easy to guess, isn't it? The literally translation, one swallow doesn't make a summer yet. But of course, in English, we just say one swallow doesn't make a summer.
Indeed, we do. Okay, and over to Corinda. And Corinda's saying, he's done Dirt Stream and Drive today, finished with it. End of the week. Well done, Corinda. And over to Roland. And Roland is saying, one swallow doesn't make a summer. Correct, Roland.
It's nice when we have an idiom which are very close or the same, even, isn't it? So I always think it's nice.
You win a virtual prize, Roland. We're not sure what it is yet, but thank you for joining. Right, the phrase two. Is this spelled correctly first?
That's all fine. Yeah. It wasn't your spelling mistake, that was me.
No. Right, okay, anyway. Phrase two. Ein Scherz keks sein.
Ein Scherz keks sein.
Ein Scherz keks sein.
So I might say to you, du bist ein Scherz keks.
Okay, over to Corinda. Oh, Roland. Right, two right now, after all this time. Playing well, Roland, playing well. Just don't mention that team. Ein Scherz keks sein. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what keks is, possibly. Or we tend to call them Plätzchen.
Plätzchen?
Yeah, there's two words for this item. One is keks and the other one is Plätzchen, and it's a biscuit. Okay. Scherz Plätzchen somehow doesn't sound right, but keks works. And Scherz is a joke. So the literal translation is to be a joke biscuit. So if I said to you, oh, you do Scherz keks, I'm calling you a joke biscuit.
Okay. And our equivalent is?
Just to be a joker.
To be a joker. Yeah. Okay, over to Roland, and he said he's got two right now, and Corinda is saying, be a prankster.
Prankster, a joker, yeah.
And does it mean a prankster? Mean a prankster? Yeah.
A joker, prankster, it's probably the same, isn't it? Yeah, I tried to find out why biscuit, and I couldn't find out. There is a website which explains lots and lots of sort of the origin of idioms and that. And I couldn't really find out why we mentioned biscuit. It just happens. I don't know.
Okay. And out to rotten. Right. Okay. So let's go on to phrase three. And phrase three is Ich habe die Schnauze voll.
I probably need to say that with more emphasis. Oh, ich hab die Schnauze voll. So it's just to make sure it's a bit more of a negative sentence than a positive one, because I didn't
ich habe say it to this die Schnauze voll.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm fed up.
That's exactly what it is. I'm fed up.
And it's saying. Literal translation is I have a gobful, and we're doing well today, Roland. I'm fed up is actually the answer. And over to Roland, we've still got the broken biscuit at the moment. Nice minute. Over to Corinda, and Corinda's saying, that's what I mean, fed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Phrase four. Ein Schlaumeier sein.
Schlaumeier. Ein Schlaumeier sein. So I may say to you, du Schlaumeier.
Right, okay. E is.
Well, again, it's to be a something. But
to be a something.
Yes, but what?
Ich weiß nicht, was ist ein Schlaumeier?
Right, well, that took me a bit of researching as well. Now, first of all, schlau means clever. Now, Meier is actually a very common German surname. Okay. But that still doesn't really explain why this comes up as an idiom. And then I found out, and I'd actually made the note, I need to just look it up. There was the code of laws from the year 507 to 511, the Lex Salica, counts the mayor or maya, slightly different spelling, as the top of the servants of an agricultural farm.
Okay.
So probably the highest paid servant, I'm guessing, as well. And so basically, he is very clever, or he's a bit of a clever, what would we say?
A clever dude.
Clever clocks.
Okay. So literal translation is to be a clever farmer's top servant.
Mm.
And our English equivalent is to be a clever clocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is probably clearer. And Corinda is saying be a smart ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Corinda. Okay. Phrase five. Ein Schraube locker haben.
Yeah, eine Schraube locker haben.
A locker is, it's not a noun, is it? Because it's not capital.
No, you're right.
So it must go with a have. To have a... No, we're not batting well, unless Corinda can help. Corinda, help! Okay, Schraube locker.
Right, Schraube, we've actually used those the last few weeks a lot. A Schraube is okay. A screw. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and Corinda is helping and
to have
a screw loose. Okay, so inspired guesswork there. Ein Schraube locker haben, literal translation is... To have a screw loose, and we would say to have a screw loose. So they're equivalent there.
So we found two idioms this time, which are identical in English and in German.
True. That's good.
Mm.
All beginning with ska. Okay.
Or shva.
Now, 2 weeks ago, let's just remind ourselves, because we can. 2 weeks ago, I actually read this from beginning to end, and Angelica has just done it now.
Yeah.
In the introduction.
The same idea.
Yeah. I'm not about to attempt that one because there's a new one on the way.
Yeah.
And here is the new one, which actually fits on screen.
It's a bit
good.
Smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just gather your thoughts and your strength and just with me, say it with me. Okay, let's go. Snecken erschrecken, wenn sie an Schnecken schrecken, dann zum Schrecken viele Schnecken manche Schnecken nicht schmecken.
Uh-huh. Can't you just see all the SCHs? They're just almost screaming at you, don't they? So Schnecken, Schnecken erschrecken, wenn sie an Schnecken schlecken, denn zum Schrecken vieler Schnecken manche Schnecken nicht schmecken.
Brilliant. Okay. Now the translation I can read because it's not as well. We know it's not going to make sense for starters, but it is in English. Mm-hmm. Snails are frightened when they lick snails because, to the horror of many snails, some snails are not tasty to snails. Somebody made that up. I don't think that's true. I think snails like other snails.
Ever since I found this this tongue twister, and when I see two snails together, I always want to ask them.
if we could talk to the animals, especially the chickens. Right, now, Angelica's going to read out German. I'll do the English version. We're going to go back to the top and run through them and quite possibly do the tongue twister once again. Here we go. And you can say the phrases with me now because you've seen them once.
Eine Schwalbe macht noch keinen Sommer.
Literal translation of that is one swallow doesn't make a summer yet. And the English equivalent is one swallow doesn't make a summer. Press two.
Ein Scherzkeks sein.
And the literal translation is, and we had help from Corinda on this, to be a jerk biscuit, or the sort of what we'd say in England is to be a joker. Phrase three.
Ich hab die Schnauze voll.
Oh dear. Oh dear. All right. Okay. Literal translation. I have the gob full. And inspired from myself and Corinda, I'm fed up. Okay, now, number four.
Ein Schlaumeier sein.
And you told the story behind that. And literal translation is to be a clever farmer's top servant. Just a minute. We did an alteration earlier, and that is annoying me. So what I'm going to do is go there, press that button, and update.
Oh,
there you are. It's got a four in it now. It doesn't. Okay.
Four to be.
Right. And our equivalent is to be a clever clogs. Phrase five.
And eine Schraube locker haben.
Literal translation, which we got close to have a screw loose, and Corinda got that as well. Oh, just a minute. Before we get to the tongue twister a minute, to have a screw loose, and before we get to the tongue twister, we say hello to Chris. Chris, hello.
Hello, oh, Stephen. Hello, Chris.
And if that's not enough,
oh, hello, oh, yeah. John. Can you ask them if they're like licking each other?
We've got a what would you call a fish? Goldfish barrel.
Half a whiskey barrel with goldfish in it.
Okay. What else is living in there now?
Well, there is a snail in there, and you said that the goldfish are eating it, and I said I think it's still alive. I have got no idea.
Okay. So there are snails in fish barrels, John, as well. So they're everywhere. Okay. And now we come to the tongue twister. And as Chris and John have just joined us, oh, I'm going to go with again. Schnecken, erschrecken, wenn sie an... I always lose it second time. Ein Schrecken, Schrecken, den Zoom, Schrecken, viele Schnecken, manche Schnecken, Schnecken, mit Schmecken. But it is your turn.
Okay. Schnecken erschrecken, wenn sie an Schnecken lecken. Denn zum Schrecken vieler Schnecken, manche Schnecken, Schnecken nicht schmecken.
Right. And the translation of that, which it won't, but it does. Snails are frightened when they lick snails because to the horror of many snails, some snails are not tasty to snails.
Mm.
Okay.
Takes all the fun out of it. It's not a tongue twister, is it?
No, it isn't a tongue twister. I want to say thank you to everybody who's watching this live and for the comments. Right, now, something special happens next week that should have happened 2 years ago.
Yes, we have 2 years ago, everything was ready. My mum and my aunt were supposed to come for a week's holiday and also to see Rumlight UK play in Swindon. And then this little thing, COVID-19, put a stop to all of that.
Yeah.
And it's now happening. They're coming next week. And if anybody is close to Swindon, which probably won't happen because we're all over the place, Saturday the 4th, isn't it? 4th of June?
It is, yeah.
Rumlight UK, which is the number one Rammstein
Tribute.
Couldn't think of the word now. Tribute band in the UK are playing in Swindon. And I like them very much. I'm not biased at all, but
no.
I just like one of the guitarists very much.
Your son is the guitarist.
Yes, true. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So that's where we'll be. Saturday, 4th of June. The venue is
Level 3 in Swindon.
Level 3 in Swindon. And Angelica's mum and aunt are with us, and that means our next show is?
It's going to be in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So no tongue twisters for 3 weeks. And Corinda's saying, who made that? Now, that was a while ago, so I don't know what that is. Okay. Corinda again, Queen Jumbled. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's Queen Jumble.
Oh, it's a Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee weekend.
That's, oh, right.
That is, of course, also what's happening next weekend.
Yeah.
And but that's just a coincidence that that's the same time as my mum and my aunt are coming.
No, the Queen won't be there. No. Over to Chris. And I know you can be proud of the great guitarist.
Oh, I am. I am very proud.
Yeah.
I'm proud of both my children, but I am also proud of him being a guitarist. So we're looking forward to seeing that. And I think Stephen may be looking forward not having a tongue twister for 3 weeks, but I'm not sure if he's looking forward too much or speaking German for a whole week.
That's the point. When we go to Germany, everybody speaks German and I join in. But now we're going to be, never mind, let's not go there. just a note, John, just for just out of interest, we have Jubilee events in Devizes planned by the town council, 5 events, and we've just learned that 2 of them have been cancelled. So let's hope everything goes well over Jubilee weekend. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. If you can join us on the 4th, please do. And Corinne's got a question, probably not in relation to German, but we'll take it anyway. It is the last day of live streaming production today. I am live at 3 o'clock. Thank you for the question, Corinne. I am live at 3 o'clock with Wave Live Video. A Wave Video Live. Don't want that on this show. Okay.
You can tell us that in German next time.
Okay. Over to you.
Well, and in the meantime then, so like we said, idioms and tongue twister with the letter T will happen in 3 weeks, which is the 17th of June. Until then, it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Danke alles. Was that right?
Danke an alle.